Hi there. I'm Mark Swallow, and I'm glad you are joining me for today's God Is podcast. Let's get started learning who God is. Thank you for joining me today from wherever you are and by however you listen, as we meet together coast to coast here in the United States and all the way around the world. A reminder as we get going on this new day the Lord has made. Now, just 1 week from tonight, I will be hosting a Zoom video call, and I hope you will email me to signal your participation. For those of you who have, I am looking forward to this. Next Thursday evening, May 25th, 2023, at 7 p.m. U.S. Eastern Standard Time, I will facilitate a discussion around the topic of God's foreknowledge and predestination based on what we have been learning here on God Is. You will have opportunity to make comment and ask questions. This is designed to be a friendly and encouraging environment in which we can have a respectful conversation. You can literally be anywhere in the world as long as you have an internet connection and Zoom. Simply email telling me of your interest in participating. I will then send you a link to our meeting. When Thursday evening, May 25th at 7 p.m. U.S. Eastern Standard Time rolls around, you click the link in your email, and you will then see me on your screen. If you know what Zoom is and you use it, then you know this is easy. You're all set. If you are wondering, what is Zoom? Then email me anyway, and I will tell you how to get it free. What do you think? Thursday evening, May 25th, 7 p.m. U.S. Eastern Standard Time. Email me, mark@godisministry.org. That's M-A-R-K at godisministry.org, and let me know you want to join. And if you are thinking, I would love to be a part of that, but that day and time are bad for me, please email me anyway so I know of your interest and can plan a separate date and time to do it again. I know you are busy, and maybe this is not the best time for you, but do let me know of your interest. Thanks. Picking up where we left off last time, we know that God hardened Pharaoh's heart, and God told Moses in advance that he would do this. The first mention of the hardening of the Pharaoh's heart is in Exodus chapter 4. I almost said Moses chapter 4. Exodus chapter 4 and verse 21. Let me read this again. The Lord said to Moses, "When you go back to Egypt, see that you perform before Pharaoh all the wonders which I have put in your power. But I will harden his heart so that he will not let the people go." Wait, put yourself in Moses' sandals. God has called to him out of the burning bush. Moses has responded. God has commanded Moses to go and lead the Israelites out of Egyptian bondage. Moses has objected. Well, God will not accept these objections, excuses. And so Moses is on his way to Egypt. And then, after all of that, God adds, "I will harden his heart so that he will not let the people go." I have a question. Why would God say this to Moses? The text does not tell us how he responds to these specific words of God in verse 21, but I, for one, would like to know. Moses' objective is to get the people out of Israel. Indeed, God has previously promised Moses the Israelites and he will leave Egypt. And yet God is going to intentionally harden Pharaoh's heart so that he will not let God's people go? What is God up to? Well, to answer that, let's stay engaged with the word of God and keep watch. The second time the hardening of Pharaoh's heart is mentioned again comes before, note this, before Moses confronts the Pharaoh. I have come in my Bible to Exodus chapter 7, verse 3. Let me read verses 1 through 4 for context. This is Exodus 7, verses 1 through 4. Then the Lord said to Moses, "See, I make you as God to Pharaoh, and your brother Aaron shall be your prophet. You shall speak all that I command you, and your brother Aaron shall speak to Pharaoh that he let the sons of Israel go out of his land. But I will harden Pharaoh's heart, that I may multiply my signs and my wonders in the land of Egypt. When Pharaoh does not listen to you, then I will lay my hand on Egypt and bring out my hosts. My people, the sons of Israel, from the land of Egypt, by great judgments. Here again in verse 3, God directly says to Moses, I will harden Pharaoh's heart. God is going to do this no matter what Pharaoh does. God is moving in Pharaoh's heart in such a way that God will multiply God's signs and God's wonders in the land of Egypt. God is up to something great here, and he lets Moses and us in on it. Because Pharaoh's heart will be hardened, he will not let Israel go. But then, God will multiply signs and wonders in the land of Egypt, and we have already read about those. The miracle of the staff turning into the serpent and swallowing all the other staffs, and the 10 plagues. God will lay his powerful hand on Egypt and bring out his people from the land by great judgments. Verse 4, the judgments of the plagues and the drowning of the Egyptians in the Sea of Reeds. This is so good of God. The Bible tells us exactly why God hardens Pharaoh's heart. God has a plan. This answers our question. This is what God is doing. What a comfort to Moses and to us. I want you to see this clearly in the text, and so I will read several verses to you now from this book of Exodus. Come to chapter 10, verses 1 and 2. This is Exodus 10, verses 1 and 2, and I want you to listen for two things. First, God has hardened Pharaoh's heart. And second, listen for why God has done this. Then the Lord said to Moses, go to Pharaoh, for I have hardened his heart and the heart of his servants, that I may perform these signs of mine among them, and that you may tell in the hearing of your son and of your grandson how I made a mockery of the Egyptians, and how I performed my signs among them, that you may know that I am the Lord. What is the reason for heart hardening? It is threefold, that I may perform these signs of mine among them, and that you may tell in the hearing of your son and of your grandson, and that you may know that I am the Lord. So the purpose of Pharaoh's hardened heart is so that God's signs are performed, making a mockery of the Egyptians in order that Moses and his contemporaries can tell of what God has done to their sons and grandsons, to the generations that will follow. God's got a multi-generational plan going on here. And third, God establishes that he is the Lord. There is no other Lord. Only God is the Lord. We read this again in the next chapter, Exodus 11, verse 9. Then the Lord said to Moses, Pharaoh will not listen to you, so that my wonders will be multiplied in the land of Egypt. Are you starting to get a sense for why? For the purpose behind God hardening the heart of Pharaoh? God does that in order for his wonders to perform. God is displaying his glory and his honor. Hardening means that God is directing. God is using the sin and the evil that was already in Pharaoh's heart for the glory of God. Because Pharaoh, within the hardness of his heart, will not let the Israelites go, that will give God the opportunity to do his miraculous work of bringing the Israelites out himself. In other words, the resounding message to Pharaoh, to the Egyptians, and to the Israelites is, God does whatever God wants to do, and no one can stop him. Make no mistake, the glory for Israel leaving Egypt belongs to God, and God alone. The glory for Israel leaving Egypt belongs to God, and God alone. Fast forward with me to Exodus chapter 14, and I will read verse 17. I read this part of the story to you earlier this week. The Israelites are backed up against the sea, and the Egyptians, led by Pharaoh, are in hot pursuit. God instructs Moses to lift up his staff and stretch out his hand over the sea to divide it. The Lord tells Moses his people will go through the sea on dry land. And then he says this, Exodus 14, verse 17, as for me, behold, I will harden the hearts of the Egyptians so that they will go in after them. And I will be honored through Pharaoh and all his army, through his chariots and his horsemen. Did you catch it? God says, I will be honored through Pharaoh. In the popular ESV translation, I will get glory over Pharaoh. Friends, why is God hardening Pharaoh's heart? The answer is so that God will be honored, so that God will be glorified. Our Lord does everything with purpose. There is always a reason for the acts of God. And here we are told what the reason is. God hardens that evil heart such that he directs that evil supernaturally, sovereignly, providentially for the honor and glory of himself. More tomorrow on God Is. Thank you for listening to this God Is podcast. Drop me an email and tell me what you think. Mark@godisministry.org. That's mark@godisministry.org. Please do share this with others and be sure and join me for the next one.